afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. For it is Friday, January 13th, 2023. You know, 2023 is much easier to say than 2022 for some reason. I don't know why. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you?
I'm great.
It's not so hard for me to say it, just be hard to remember what year it is. It goes by so fast.
Yeah. Well, you're so much older than I am, so you do have a memory problem.
It. Yeah. It's a lot older than I understand from 20, yeah, from 20 yeah, yeah, yeah. 39 to my age. I understand that.
I know. So I'm just, you know, the reality. You know, we are a reality program here with only one mistruth.
Well, let's just say slight exaggeration.
Okay, I like that better.
Yeah, it does sound better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
I mean, to tell the truth, you're actually 40 now. That's 41. Admit that. It's a bit too good.
I know. I'm just stretching that little bit, you know, that truth, just a teeny weeny little bit.
You're just about middle age now, so that's nothing wrong with
that. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, well. Well,
I bet folks thinking, man, what an interesting broadcast. I don't want to miss this one.
Oh, then I could go home?
Here you go.
I could call it a day? Okay. Now, we got too much to talk about with gold today. We have gold up right now in the New York spot price aftermarket, $23.80, $19.21.50. So it breached the 1900 level, and it did it quite well. Silver is up 49 cents today at $24.37. It's interesting. Both platinum and palladium were down. Platinum was down 3 at 1,074. And palladium was down 4 at 1,866. The USDX today, I'm assuming, was lower as it was, but not much, 0.08. So not a deep drop in the dollar for to see such a great move in gold, 102.17. Crude oil was up a buck and a half, coming up to close to 80, 79.95. Paper markets today, the Dow was up 100 points, 34,302. S&P up 15, 39.99.09. A lot of nines there. The NASDAQ was up 78 at 11.079. European markets were a positive overnight. Brief, just barely, most of them by 20, 40 points. Asia, the Nikkei was lower by 1.25%. 10-year yield, 3.498%. And let's take a peek at natural gas was lower again today by 6%, 3.472. You know, it's interesting. There's a headline here that says Brian Moynihan. He's the guy for Bank of America. He's expecting a mild recession, but is preparing for worse. So I thought that was kind of interesting. They're just looking at a mild recession, but hey, you know, we're going to, you know, plan on something much, much worse. And they're all changing. The too big to fail banks are all changing their tune. Last year, they were all saying Jamie Dimon, J.P. Morgan, that we were going to have a hurricane and this and that. Excuse me. Now they're just talking about a mild recession, but planning for the worst. And you know what? That's what you probably should do. Whenever anybody asks me my opinion, I always do worst case scenario because that's what you have to prepare for. And you hope it doesn't happen, and usually it doesn't happen. You usually get something a little bit lighter than worst-case scenario. But there is nothing worse when you plan on nothing happening or something mild, and it's much, 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 much worse. Then you can't handle it, and that's when you lose. And so always prepare for a worst-case scenario. Make your decisions on that. If it happens, you're prepared. If it doesn't happen, you're still prepared. So, but I thought that was interesting. The U.S. debt, the U.S. is going to hit its debt limit Thursday. said that the U.S. will reach its statutory debt limit next Thursday and ask House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to either suspend or increase the debt limit. Yellen wrote that the Treasury Department will begin taking certain extraordinary measures to prevent the United States from defaulting on its obligations. She told McCarthy it is unlikely that cash and extraordinary measures will be exhausted before early June. So even though that the debt limit is up next Thursday, it looks like they have till early June. Failure to meet the government's obligation would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy and the livelihoods of all Americans and global financial stability, she warned. And she said that as she notified Congress. And so now the Treasury Department this month will begin taking certain extraordinary measures to prevent the United States from defaulting. The Treasury is not currently able to estimate how long those emergency actions will allow the U.S. to pay for government obligations. She warned that McCarthy that it's critical that Congress acts in a timely manner. And see if there's anything other that she said. Congress is going to, this is coming from the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, which that's got to be one, no disrespect or anything, but she's got to be one of the worst House press secretaries that I've seen in a long time. But Congress is going to need to raise the debt limit without condition. Threats. Congress in December of 2021 increased the federal debt limit to $31.4 trillion. So how quickly we've, that was only a year ago. So
yeah, this isn't like the first time it's ever happened, that's for sure.
No, I know.
Every year it's the same thing. Panic. It just goes on and on. And like any of them really care. I mean, they know they're going to raise it. That's a given.
Or even if they don't and they do close government, it's, you know, let's close the parks and recreation. And they all get back pay anyway. But McCarthy did say that the Republicans intend to demand massive spending cuts to the federal budget in exchange for approving an increase.
We'll see.
Yeah, I know. He's such a, you know.
We'll see.
He's the elite, ladies and gentlemen. What do they call them? What do the Republicans and
call
people who think
the elite?
You know what? No. Republicans and what am I trying to think of?
I don't
know.
Todd will know. Todd knows everything.
But
you know, with the House, again, talking about Republicans again, we'll see what happens here. House votes to deny
rhinos.
IRS. Yeah. Rhino. Okay, there you go. Come on, rhinos. Okay. House vote deny IRS hiring 87,000 new agents caused internet uproar. Now, we'll see. But Twitter users reacted strongly to the new Republican majority House passing a bill to curb the proposed 87,000 personnel increase in the IRS. Fox News Digital reported Monday that Congress voted to rescind more than $70 billion in funding to the Internal Revenue Service, a fulfillment of newly elected House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's promise to prevent the agency from hiring tens of thousands of new agents. Titled the Family and Small Business and Taxpayer Protection Act, the bill passed the House Representatives 221 to 210. Most Republicans, and I'll use that word most, Republicans voted to pass the bill, while most Democrats voted to stop it. The proposal of adding 87,000 IRS agents to the agency became a contentious topic. It was announced that last summer as being part of the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. The act, which Biden signed into law in August, was set to provide over $80 billion in funding for the IRS for the next decade, which includes expanding the agency's manpower.
But you know what? $80 billion is nothing when you're $31-plus trillion in debt.
That's exactly right. But things stop at 87,000 extra if they really mean it. We know they're not hiring those, as Senate Majority Leader, my mind's going blank. It's like yours did, Mingo. Democrat Schumer said that they're hiring those so they can go after the rich ones. they're hiring.
They don't ever go after the wealthy.
No, and we know that. So we'll see if this flies or not. Let's see if they get stopped. I'd like to see them stop that. But one thing I'd say, good for them, is top to 87,000 extra. That'd be extra. That'd be really good. I'm not holding my breath, but I hope it happens.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and then you hear all these bleeding heart liberals. Well, you know, it's $80, $100 billion that's going to increase. It's like, hello. We have to raise the debt ceiling because we're passing 31 point something trillion. Hello. I mean, that's if you have 2 pennies and 1,000 or, you know, what, holding a dollar and the debt's, you know, 3 million or so. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But that's a game they play.
This keeps
people interested. It gives them news headlines and makes them think, gee, the Republicans are going to do something this time.
They're not. Anyway.
Same thing.
I have something interesting here before we move on. This is out of Bloomberg. Global debt racing to 366% of output risks the next crisis. This is coming out of the S&P. The world is at risk of a crisis as governments, households, and financial institutions binge on debt, a habit that the S&P Global Ratings warns could push overall leverage to 366%. They're saying this by 2030. But so, okay, we're not at 366 now. We're only at 300. Okay. The world mark a sharp increase from the world's $300 trillion pile of debt. I'm sorry, it's 350% of global GDP as of June. That's probably 360 now. As leverage rises slightly faster for mature economies than emerging peers, demand for debt to help consumers with inflation, mitigate climate change, and rebuild infrastructure, for example, will continue. To mitigate the risk of financial crisis, trade-offs between spending and saving may be needed. Now, these are brilliant rocket scientists. Rising interest rates over the past year as the Federal Reserve and European Central Bank battle inflation have made debt burdens heavier, assuming that about 35% of the world's debt has a monetary policy-sensitive floating rate. That's what it's all about. Last year's hiking cycle added another $3 trillion in debt servicing costs. This is what I tell you. These multinational corporations, all of these governments around the world with these rising rates, it's making it more and more difficult for them to service their debt. Plus, they got these low-rate loans that are rolling over into these higher rates. It's going to make it very difficult. There is no easy way to keep global leverage down. So they're going to continue to do it and do it and do it. There is an end at the end of this road. There is a day of reckoning coming. To all their poor policies and loose monetary, you know, free money, like it grows on trees. I learned that as a little girl. Money doesn't grow on trees. It isn't free. There isn't anything free. Somebody pays for it. The wealthy aren't going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it. Well, I'm not going to pay for it, people say. Oh, yes, you will.
You are.
You already paid for a lot. You already are. So, I mean, these are all warnings. And I'll tell you what, with Jamie Dimon and Moynihan from Bank of America coming out and saying, oh, yeah, we're changing our minds. It's not going to be that bad. It tells me that it's going to be far worse than what they thought. Well, and that people are beginning to react and pay attention.
Yes. And what I'm reading about the housing bubble, I mean, that people are upside down more than – it's going to make 2008 look like nothing when this blows. When this blows, it's going to be huge, huge. And people already – upside down in the mortgages, and they're losing their homes. Foreclosures are increasing. Yep, folks, it's going to be nasty. It really is.
And this is just how dumb people are. BlackRock, they're the most corrupt.
Yes.
The Carlyle Group, they're the BlackRock. They get so much money from governments and so forth. they have their assets under management climbed to $8.59 trillion at the end of the year. He says BlackRock Inc. clients continue to pour money into the firm's long-term investment funds in the fourth quarter, seeking to capitalize on the preceding rout in stock and bond markets. Yeah, well, how dumb are they? The only ones that are going to be getting wealthy are those at BlackRock. It's amazing. Almost $9 trillion they manage.
That's unimaginable, but that's true. And the companies they own, the ones they manage, are getting bailed out by us.
Exactly.
Pretty good rig. Pretty good. You can get a gig like that, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, we'll wrap this thing up with a story that I just want to comment on, because it's kind of a sad story. Everybody knows Lisa Marie Presley passed away of a heart attack, age 54. Mm-hmm. And they said they're shocked and devastated by the tragic death of their beloved Lisa Marie. They're profoundly grateful for the support, love, and prayers of everyone that asked for privacy during this difficult time. What goes on then, it is sad. I don't know much about her at all. I don't know much about any of them. Of course, everybody knew who Elvis Presley was. But the question pops up now. It's all over the internet. Did she have the vaccine? I haven't seen proof either way. I'd say probably so, but I don't know that. But it's just sad. At 54 years old, but how many young people, younger than that now, dropping dead in their 20s and 30s from heart problems? The numbers are increasing by bunches. Something's caused it. But my comment was, did she have the vaccination? I'd say quite probably. Was that the cause? In my opinion, I'd say that was a huge cause of it. But we will see.
I mean, I've done some little reading, too, and this is one where I'm not so sure. I think that the sports people and everything. But when she lost her son to suicide in 2020, I think she's had a really hard time, and I wouldn't even doubt if she might not have done suicide, because supposedly she's been on a lot of medications. She kind of had that swollen look when she was at the Golden Globe just 2 days ago.
Kind of like her daddy did. Like her daddy did last. Like her daddy did before he passed away.
Yeah, she kind of had that little bit of swollen look when she was sitting there. I noticed it, and I wasn't. She looked so much like her mother.
Oh yes,
you know, a combination of them both, and so I thought of that. That was the first thing that I thought of too. But then when I started doing a little more reading and knowing that, you know, she had a really hard time, she was, you know, trying to talk about it, and her grief could have been overwhelming. She was probably on pills and so forth. So,
and
I think the family wanted their privacy right away.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Tragic family. Elsa Dess was tragic also, but that's, what can you say? But with Tom will tell eventually, which I'm sure will come out sooner or later. But it's just really sad to know that they were blessed in a lot of ways and cursed in many ways.
Yeah.
But it's just really a sad situation.
It really is. And what another sad situation is, I hear the music for the break. We'll be right back. It's not as sad as the Presleys, though, Lisa Marie. We'll be right back. Working for a living. Working for a living. Never, never working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, all things and what they used to do. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Sign up for a weekly newsletter. Remember, I'm still looking for questions for the Wednesday's program, Gold 101. This coming Wednesday, we're going to be talking about 90% silver. So make sure you tune in. And Butch, what say
yes,
you?
Ma'am. I listened to that song, Come Back in the Things Are What They Used to Be. Well, this next article kind of tells that, Melody. And this is, folks, this is really for real. British protest 15-minute cities where they will become prisoners of the state. Now, this is a real story. This is out of MEK Smart Technology Transportation. So it's all about the climate change idiots cracking down on people over here. This is happening as we speak, and it's coming by this. As mentioned, this is in France and in the UK, but also they're going to do this in Portland, Oregon, real soon. 15-minute cities are popping up everywhere, and the WEF is wildly enthusiastic about them. Last year, it was announced that Paris, France, would become a 15-minute city, and now the British city of Oxford is next. However, outraged Brits are fighting back. As reported previously at RAIR Foundation USA, the city council has announced that it will divide Oxford into 15-minute neighborhoods. I repeat that. Divide Oxford into 15-minute neighborhoods or small 15-minute towns built as greener, cleaner, and safer. They're going to divide the neighborhood into 15-minute sized towns. Now, this is so insane, I couldn't make it up. I would have made a great science fiction writer if I could have made this up 20 years ago. But anyway, to further seize control of people's lives, globalists are pushing the false idea that these green cities, which make services accessible to residents within 15 minutes of their homes, will save the planet and help all humanity. Instead, they're nothing more than a way for them to restrict, coerce, fine, punish, surveil, and limit the fundamental right of freedom of movement for residents. For example, residents are not allowed to leave your 15-minute city by car more than the allotted times a year. Otherwise, you will be fined. In addition, the government will track and control your every movement through your smartphones and facial recognition technology. It's not like it used to be, Mel, that the song says things are not like they used to be. Do you remember we used to have the commercial on TV, buy your Chevrolet and see the USA, you know, America is beckoning you to call? Well, now they're going to cut you down to 15 minutes travel within your own little town. You can't leave without permission. Things are not like they used to be, are they?
Certainly not.
I mean, I knew about this at least 10 years ago, 15 years ago. I told them this was coming. These are called sustainable communities. The 2030 agenda. And this is what they're doing already. Folks, they're moving us in piece by piece, bit by bit, getting us lined up for this. And I promise you, eventually it'll get their way. People will finally go along because either they're going to be frightened into doing so, or they're going to believe the rhetoric and propaganda about destroying the earth because they have a car down the highway. This is happening as we speak right now. And Portland, Oregon, by the way, is on the list, I think, to be about the first city in America to do this. Yeah. Any comments, Melody?
Go figure, it'd be Portland, you know.
Really?
Got to keep those drug addicts in there, you know.
I mean, it's just, I'm reading this, and I knew about it years ago and talked about it on our radio broadcast, our church services. I knew it was coming. But when it gets here, it still kind of shocks you. The people, I mean, they're up, they're protesting. That's wonderful. They should. But it shocks that they have the gall to even try this.
I know.
I mean, can you imagine someone telling you that you can't?
That doesn't shock me. Butch, that part doesn't shock me. The part that shocks me is that it's so accepted.
Yeah, you're right. That's even more shocking.
Yeah.
But to me, they have the gall to even think about it. I mean,
well, they're just going to do whatever they do until you know, you have resistance.
Enough to make a difference.
From some group or something, you know, from, you know.
Yeah.
Supposed to be from our politicians.
This is what's happening to the world today. Police state 101.
These people are probably pushing these things thinking they're probably saying in their, you know, Friday night, you know, cocktails. Can you believe we were able to get that through? Can you believe
really?
What should we try next? The following week. Dang, I can't believe it. Now we can do this.
Start with the income tax. I mean, totally unconstitutional, but it went through, and they got it done. Social Security, unconstitutional, but they got it done, and on it goes. On and on goes.
Here we
all know what happened to FAA the other day. Well, they're blaming on two contractors. They're allegedly responsible for the crashing FAA system, grounding all U.S. aircraft. The FAA notice to Air Missions, NOTAM, system, which alerts pilots and other personnel about airborne issues and delays at airports nationwide, experienced a massive outage on Wednesday that resulted in travel chaos of over 10,000 delayed flights and more than 1,000 canceled. The White House quickly squashed their speculation of a potential cyber attack. President Biden's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has since ordered the investigation of NOTAM's outage. Bloomberg reports that a person familiar with the FAA investigation may already know what caused headaches for tens of thousands of travelers just weeks after the Southwest Airlines debacle. The person said unspecified personnel corrupted the file in the NOTAM system, resulting in a nationwide outage. The preliminary indications are that two people working for a contractor introduced errors into the core data used on the system known as Notice for Air Missions, or NOTAM, according to a person familiar with FAA review. The person asked not to be identified, speaking about the sensitive ongoing issue. Like other computer systems that are critical to operating flights, the FAA has imposed procedures to ensure data aren't damaged by technicians working on them, and that said the person. The file or files were altered in spite of rules that prohibit those kind of changes on a live system. Well, I think maybe folks will pay attention to this. It's maybe a little bit concerning. If it can go down with all the safeguards you say we have up, and people just choose to ignore those safeguards, do them anyway, how delicate and how fragile is our system? Not just with airplanes, with everything else. When everything is computerized, and one little glitch in the computer can shut the whole system down, it's just like driving a car down the highway today. Your car is a driving computer. If one system goes out, the whole thing shuts down. Melody, how vulnerable are we to these things happening again?
Well, you know what? Just had a trillion-dollar-plus infrastructure bill passed, and how much money is going to anything to replace anything? The airlines received how many billions of dollars, 30, 40 billions of dollars just a couple years ago through the pandemic, and what did they do with it? You know, these airlines should be held accountable for getting these things done. And, you know, again, if it really was there, is it the infrastructure? Is it hacking? Is it? And, you know, then it amazes me is we're supposed to be so far advanced in technology.
Sure.
But yet they can't prevent hacking.
And
really?
What would happen? I mean, they stopped the flights from taking off. What would happen if they got hacked? Would know where to land safely? You really can't park in the air, you know? Yeah. These are things you have to think about, folks. Every time you get on an airplane, and I'm not saying don't fly. I'm sure it's still one of the safest ways to go in the world. But this happened. It happened, and they couldn't take off. But what if it was hacked to the point they wouldn't know how to land? They wouldn't know where the safe place were to land. The communications were not available. What would that mean? They couldn't get them all down by hand fast enough. That's a little bit scary. By direct contact, by eyesight, they couldn't do it fast enough. So that's a little bit scary. Any comments on that?
No comments, but I'm going to be flying soon on Southwest. So.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of prayers are needed.
Oh, golly. Take your parachute.
Yeah.
Now, this next article, folks, we've seen it happen. It happened. Everybody wants to blame, well, January 6th, 2 years ago, or a year, it was a mess. And people still in jail who shouldn't be in jail. But anyway, Brazil's uprising is just the first of many we will witness in 2023 as humanity awakens against tyranny. And I can only hope we do. As the 15-minute communities, I can only hope the masses will wake up. That's the only thing that's going to stop it. The mass uprising in Brazil, which increasingly looks like a carbon copy of repeated the J6 insurrection playbook run by the FBI, is just one of the many popular revolts we will see this year as large populations awaken to the truth about tyranny and genocide. As people are red-pilled, they come to realize these astonishing but true facts. Elections are being rigged to install communists into power while defeating legitimate leaders who represent the people. COVID was a pandemic. And it was unleashed to force people into accepting vaccines that are actually infertility depopulation jabs, which have already killed millions. The climate change agenda was never rooted in science or reality, but it was a social control agenda designed to justify destruction of humanity's energy infrastructure and plunge the world into mass starvation and economic collapse. Fiat currencies are rapidly collapsing in value, causing skyrocketing inflation across food, fuel, rent, consumer goods, and more. Globalists are pursuing an anti-human agenda, actually a transhuman agenda, that seeks total destruction of humanity as it currently exists. Even Breitbart.com is so red-pilled, they're now covering the transhumanism Luciferian agenda of Yuval Harari. Climate lockdowns and another pandemic are on the way, all deliberately unleashed by WF-run authoritarian governments to enslave and then annihilate the masses. And speaking of Yuval Harari, on my website on PastorBush.com, right under my picture, you're going to see about a 60-minute video of Schwab and Harari and others talking. Harari said, Melody, that within, I think 40 years or 50 years, I don't know, anyway, We all will be interlocked with one massive transhumanist mind working together. And if you dislodge from that unit, that herd mentality, you will perish. You will not live. Now, he said that. You can watch it at the 6.15-second mark in that video. You can hear Atari say that we'll all become one mind connected together, and if you disconnect, you'll die. Now, he says that. I don't say it. Just go to our website, PastorBush.com. Look under the picture. You'll see an article about a 16-minute clip about what's being said, what they want to do. And he says this is what's going to happen. This is for real. So what I just read to you is not made up. It's planned, just like the 15-minute cities are planned. They're bringing it together right now as we speak. Folks, prepare yourself. It's going to be a rough ride. We may not live to see all this come together. A lot of you may when you're youngins. We may not see all these things coming together, but we're seeing it happens quickly now that we should be at least a little bit alarmed and willing to speak up. Melody, what do you add to that?
Really nothing.
But they're not hiding anymore, are they?
They're not trying to
hide it at all.
Uh-uh.
They're just saying, we're going to do it. What are you going to do about it? That's what you're saying. What are you going to do about it? I mean, Atari said people are now hackable. They're hackable. That means they can, hack into us like a computer. This is what's being said, folks. We're admitting it, and the masses still don't catch it. Oh, we'll move on to something else. But to me, that's just shocking that people are so complacent, so apathetic, and different to what's happening to this world and to the children's futures. I caught the Hezekiah syndrome. It's in the Bible where Hezekiah was caught with the great sin, and Isaiah said, "Well, your kingdom is going to take away from you, and your children are going to be servants to Babylon and other places." And Hezekiah said, his answer was, this is a paraphrase, "As long as there's peace in my day, I don't care about the kids." That's basically what he said. So we say today, hey, as long as I got to make my day, let the children face what they face. Selfish, indifferent people. Anyway, South Korea now threatening to get nukes. Did you see that?
Yes.
Well, you know, the North has got them. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Wednesday threatened that South Korea could obtain its own nuclear weapons if threats from North Korea grow, marking the first such comments from South Korean leader in decades. "It's possible that the problem gets worse and our country will introduce tactical nuclear weapons or build them on our own," Yoon said at a policy briefing with his foreign and defense ministers. "If that's the case, we can have our own nuclear weapons pretty quickly, given our scientific and technological capabilities." Another place heating up for war, maybe. Gee, that's really strange and not happening anywhere else, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Melly, the world is like a time bomb, and it's ticking. It's just a little bit on the, we'll say, unstable side. Would you agree?
I agree.
You're being awful quiet. It sounds like you're thinking or something.
Yeah. I'm listening to you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Makes two, me and you. Oh, golly. Yeah, I got one more time, one more before we go to break, I think. Now, folks, this is also for real. This is by the expose on January 9th. This was this article. CDC. Now, pay attention. Center for Disease Control, United Kingdom government, and Oxford University confirm COVID vaccination does not work and has potentially lethal and fatal consequences. This is not me. This is CDC, UK government, and Oxford University. Several scientific studies have emerged that call into question the safety and effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines, raising alarm bells about the potential harm they may cause and their ability to prevent infection and transmission. The findings of these studies are disturbing and suggest that vaccinated individuals may be at higher risk of contracting and spreading the alleged COVID-19 virus. They also suggest that the vaccine may increase susceptibility to infection. These revelations have serious implications for the still ongoing vaccination efforts and call into question the wisdom of ever mandating the public to take these experimental injections, because the evidence is now clear. According to three individual studies published by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the U.K. government, and Oxford University, COVID-19 vaccines are harmful and ineffective. Melody, can I say that any clearer?
I think that was pretty clear.
Now, when the CDC wouldn't start all this nonsense. Now they're saying they're not effective, but they're not talking about shutting them down, are they? They still want to give them everybody around the world.
Especially if you're 55 and older.
Exactly.
Or 60
right.
Well, or 60.
I'm glad you're not there yet.
But where we are at is at the break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. It's Friday afternoon, January 13th, 2023. So welcome to the program. We're heading into the last segment of the program. And what say you, Butch?
I say it's Friday the 13th, Melody. We better quit and go hide.
Oh, it is Friday.
Oh, my.
So as often as I wrote... You. January 13th, just, I'm out of here, Butch.
Snuck up on you, didn't it?
It did.
Now, well, you just read about the CDC, the UK government, and Oxford saying that COVID was the vaccine wasn't safe and that it's dangerous. Well, guess what? You know, Oregon and Washington State, I think, are pretty much neck to neck in the, what we call the liberal race. They filed a bill in Washington which would authorize strike forces to involuntarily detain unvaccinated. Now, folks, this is for real. The Washington State Board of Health may soon amend state law to authorize an involuntary detainment of residents as young as 5 years old in COVID-19 internment camps for failing to comply with the state's experimental vaccine mandate. WAC 246-100-040, a proposed revision to include COVID protocol under the state's communicable and certain other disease acts, outlines procedures for isolation or quarantine. The measure would allow local health officials, at his or her sole discretion, to issue an emergency detention order causing a person or group of persons to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation and quarantine. Health officials are required to provide the documentation providing unvaccinated residents subject to detention have denied requests for medical examinations, testing, treatment, counseling, vaccination, decontamination of persons or animals, isolation, quarantine, inspection, and closure of facilities prior to involuntary confinement in quarantine facilities, the resolution states. The amended law would also allow health officials to deploy law enforcement officials to assist with the arrest of uncompliant Washington residents. Wow. But now you can't drive more than 15 minutes either. Don't forget that. Are we seeing a worldwide totalitarian police state, Melody, come together or not?
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, it's not unbelievable. It isn't, but yeah, it is.
I mean, this is America. It's not the America I grew up in. I mean, I'm reading these things. I mean, I'm reading things that are so outrageous my mind can't wrap around it. I mean, it's just things that would never dream possible. I mean, a Toronto Catholic school teacher brags of trans Jesus icon in class prayer space. And they took sixth graders to a club where they could practice dancing on a pole, on a pole. I don't want to call this a pole dance. This is all happening in this country today. We wonder why we're going to hell. More people are starting to can't pay the bills. They're going to be going hungry. I wonder if God's judgment is could happen. I wonder if our God is really mocked when he says he isn't. Melly, hear me shut up. I will. We'll say something.
No. Keep going.
I mean, I just sit back and I see this unwrapping before me, and I'm saying I have grandchildren. And next April, I'm doing a wedding from one of my grandsons and his fiance. What are they facing? What's my great-grandson facing? And you expect me to shut up people and I talk? No, I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to tell the truth. Y'all better get them something else here. Let's try to end the, anyway, get carried away. Vaccinating the food supply is now Bill Gates and other globalists plan to force jab even the unvaccinated. Now, this is not natural news. I'm not making any of this up. According to billionaire eugenicist Bill Gates, animals that humans eat have inadequate genetics. I always thought this was pretty well done. I mean, I thought a cow is a cow and a sheep is a sheep.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Until governments started mandating all these growth hormones and
exactly.
You know, all the other medications that go into them. Yeah, they changed them.
They're going to make it worse. That's exactly why I raise my own beef here, grass-fed beef. I don't grain hardly much at all because grain is not natural any longer, folks. It's all GMO'd. They're grass-fed, hay-fed. And I do shoot some deer once in a while, put some fresh venison in the freezer. I do that, and I'm not ashamed of it because I like deer meat. And it's pretty much the closest you're going to get natural in this whole world today. But anyway, and the only way to fix those genetics is to vaccinate said animals with new mRNA messenger vaccines. Unless all animals, including food animals, are jabbed with Big Pharma's latest poisons, the food supply will remain dirty in Gates' view. Only he and his globalist minions can sanitize it with new chemicals and DNA modification techniques, which they are also trying to do to humans. The Gates Foundation has partnered with the DFID on a great number of things, and among those are work we do together on livestock, Gates stated, referring to the United States-based Department of International Development. Helping animals survive, either by having vaccines or better genetics, helping them be more productive, is making a big difference. So said Bill Gates. So, you won't take the vaccine? You eat a hamburger, you're vaxxed. How much clearer can you get than to have them come out and say that they're going to play with your food supply so they can vax you? I don't know how much clearer it can be. I don't know how much clearer we can make it. And to know, too, that this is now
proven. Well, it all comes back to climate control, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And now I can't find the article, but the DOD, the Department of Defense, was behind the COVID vaccine from the beginning, and that's now a fact. That's not a speculation. That's not a theory. It's now been proven that the Department of Defense is the one producing or pushing the COVID vaccine. I reckon why, Melody? Why would the DOD want to put out a vaccine? Make people take it?
Gee, I don't know, Bush.
Could it be a weapon?
Maybe.
It could be a population control weapon. Gee, why didn't I think of that?
I don't know.
It's cleaner than war. You know, not as messy as war. They just start dropping dead like flies. Who knows? Who cares? I mean, folks, all this is for real news. For real news. Now we'll go to something I think is a little better news. British company develops first tractor in the world, I like this, to be completely powered by cow dung. Good for them. New Holland's brand new tractor runs on liquefied methane, allowing farmers to decrease their emissions and save money on expensive diesel. But that isn't the only reason it's more efficient. The company says the fuel can easily be produced by methane from cow pies, according to allowing for a more circular economic model in the most circular of industries. The pioneering 270 horsepower tractor is claimed to be a match for the performance of standard diesel-powered versions. And folks, 275 horsepower tractor is a big tractor. The groundbreaking machine was developed by British company Bennamann, which has been researching and developing biomethane production for over a decade. Waste byproducts from a herd as small as 100 cows are turned into fuel called fugitive methane in a biomethane storage unit based on the farm, so farmers can make their own fuel. I wonder if they're still going to shut those down in the Netherlands. Maybe I'll be seeing how they're going to make their own fuel now.
Oh,
they're not going to pollute
anything. Don't know.
You know? Hey, I'm all for this. I mean, this is phenomenal. If you can take something we consider waste, basically, and use it for something to feed the people, do it. Cow manure is good on gardens. I know that for a fact. And then also the horse manure, put it on gardens itself, it works. When I grew up, we used to use the dry cow patties for bases when we played baseball. We didn't have anything else played for use for bases. But it worked. I bet you were dry. But anyway, but it did work. Melody, any comments on that?
No. No.
I mean, we're laughing, and you have to laugh a little bit, but the world's changing so fast. And some of it, there's still good people out there, and we're going to share a good news story today like we try to do every now and then, but there's some good people out there. Thank God there's some good people left. But the world itself, the so-called elites want total control, and they're getting it. This is another way of it. Terrifying Microsoft AI can build a robo-clone of your voice after just 3 seconds. Wow. Microsoft's Valley, artificial intelligence is capable of mimicking anybody's voice after hearing just 3 seconds of speech. Your voice could be digitally cloned and used to impersonate you thanks to a creepy new AI called Valley. AI has unveiled an artificial intelligence system capable of mimicking any human voice based on just 3 seconds of audio. It can then be used to turn any written text into speech, making it possible for someone to put words in your mouth using the tool. But, you know, no one would do that for anything, any evil. No one ever do it for any evil idea, I don't think. But anyway, it's even designated to recreate the emotional range and pacing of the speaker, making it a hyper-accurate form of mimicry. The AI tools, thankfully, are not yet available to the general public. Microsoft says it is a neural codec language model trained on 60,000 hours of English language speech from Meta, who owned Microsoft. Now, what could they do with that? What could be wrong with that? How could they use that for evil, do you reckon? What do you think, Melody?
You know, I've already seen videos where you have people that are, you know, words are being put into their mouths and they're talking and singing. It's
oh, yeah.
Now it's
yeah.
just being done for entertainment. But when you sit back and you look and you just even, you don't even have to go that far in your thinking, how it's going to be used. I mean, it's you won't know who is saying what, and it's that to me it's bizarre and scary.
Well, they can already put your face on camera. Really, they've already done that.
Mm-hmm.
They put you in a compromising situation. Now they can clone your voice.
That's what I mean. They're yeah. already doing
yeah.
that. I mean, so, I've seen videos where it has these people, their pictures, and they're singing, and it's using their voice. And they're not singing it, but their voice is singing. So, I mean, it's bizarre. And this was just, from what I saw, was just a bad quality, wasn't a good quality, you know, and so forth. So now you get, you know, from the tops of, you know, these tech companies and so forth. And, I mean, it's scary.
It is scary. It's beyond scary. He could be framed and couldn't do a thing about it. We'll cover one more article, then I'll go to the good news. This is a matter of opinion. People think what they want, but we know the Biden, they found the second batch of classified Biden documents discovered during extensive search. I think it's time found in his garage. They found classified documents on Biden's possession in the past. They found them, and they were going to have a hearing on this and a committee on this and whatever. Just like did Trump, but I do wonder how far it's going to go. I just want to make that point, bring up that point. People think what they want and do what they want, but I don't know how far they're going to go with it. But I thought it was kind of odd that they found two batches in Biden possessions also, or were in possession in the past. We'll see where it goes. Now for the good news story. This is a good story. Police officer buys a week's worth of groceries for a struggling woman. Folks, that's what we should have law enforcement and police for, really. Really, that's such a good move. A police officer in Denver went above and beyond the call of duty to help a citizen in need. Yesterday, she received an award from the nonprofit Citizens Appreciate Police. Officer Melissa Martin of the Denver Police Department responded to a noise complaint on New Year's Eve. Martin learned the woman she had encountered had just escaped an abusive relationship and recently moved into an apartment on her own. The woman told Martin she was struggling with mental illness and substance abuse and said she hadn't eaten in 4 or 5 days. Martin found her refrigerator empty and decided to buy the woman groceries for the week with her own money. I try really hard not to judge and just try to help them in the situation that they find themselves, Martin says. If the world would just treat people like they would want to be treated, kind of like a golden rule thing, how much difference might that make? And folks, she said it right on the head on the head. Help them, treat them like you'd be one to treat yourself. Anyway, she ran an award for that, and I think it's phenomenal. But if the world would just treat people like they want to be treated, how much of a difference might that make? Maybe that's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
So, folks, don't forget that. The world is really in a mess, but take care of those around you and love them, and put your faith in Christ. It's okay. And call Melody up and ask her some questions.
1-800-375-4188. We are out of time. We'll be back on Monday. So until then, be safe. Good night and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a